Hey, what's up, guys? Eric and Parker here from Rockcast. We have conversations with rock stars. You can check out rockcastshow.com for more info about us. You've been hearing us talk a little bit about MyPillow and the great products that they have. I know you're probably saying, Eric, what could conversations with rock stars and sleeping have in common? Well, we'll tell you.
There's nothing better than hitting a mattress with not just one layer, not two. We're talking three amazing layers of comfort. That's right. That's MyPillow. Now, let me tell you about it. The first layer is the MyPillow patented foam. Now, layer two has the transitional foam. And of course, finally, we come to layer three, which could be the most important layer of all. And that is because the body temperature is regulated throughout the entire night from their phase change material.
Again, use promo code ROCKCAST or 800-646-5719. That's 800-646-5719 for up to 66% off. Isn't it time that you had a good night's sleep? We're good.
Where did you find this guy?
Walmart. This is why. Yeah. This is just, yeah, go ahead. I can't be laughing when we started.
Yes, you can. What's going on, guys? Eric Black here. Parker Miner over there. This is Rockcast, and we're already having a good time. We started without you, so sorry. But we're already having a good time. So thanks for joining the show. Listen, if you are just enjoying with your ear holes, you need to enjoy with your eyeballs too. So you are go to YouTube, check it out. You're missing half of it right now because you can't see what's going on. I'm a very handsy person. Wow, that sounded
weird.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, it's true, but that's not how I wanted to portray myself on the interwebs. Handsy? That's weird. Listen to the show via podcast, anywhere podcasts are, but watch the show as well. Rockcastshow.com has all the info. We've got a great show. I know I say that every single time, but every single time, and I may be biased, I don't know, but we have a great show this week. So I'm very excited to be on the show this week.
we're grateful to have you, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel so welcome. And so just anyway, guys, the special guest on the show today has been doing some pretty amazing things. We've been watching her for quite some time now and finally decided to reach out and just see if there's any potential of them coming on the show. And they said yes. So
I can't believe it.
It's amazing. It's insane. And we've already spent some time just kind of salivating and just in the moment type scenarios of, oh, this is so good. I'm so happy. Lena Scissorhands is on the show from a band that we like to call Infected Rain, and we like to call it that because that's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called. Lena, how are you?
Hi, guys. I can't, like, my face already hurts from laughing. Well, thank you so much for having me, and I am doing great.
Awesome. Yes. Man, that's awesome. We've been watching you guys. I know you've been on tour with Stitched Up Heart and Butcher Babies, and that entire lineup is ridiculous. How cool was that, man?
That was amazing for so many reasons. Obviously, the biggest reason being finally first tour after the pandemic, after COVID, after the plague or whatever people like to call it. Yeah. You know, we've had a couple of things that we recorded. We had a festival, but we didn't go on tour yet. So this was it. This was the show, the tour, I mean. And yeah. Secondly, it was our first United States tour, mm-hmm. which was supposed to actually happen in 2020, but obviously it didn't.
Happened? Yeah, what happened?
Why did that not happen?
What happened?
Well, it didn't happen because of the obvious situation on the planet. Oh, everybody was paused for a while. Diarrhea. Nobody knew for how long. So that tour was postponed first and then postponed again. And then finally everybody dropped the idea totally. Yeah. But in thirdly, and also very importantly, being on tour with friends, man, that never happened to us before. And me and Heidi and Henry from Butcher Babies, we became very, very close especially throughout a year and a half, I believe so. They moved from California here to Las Vegas, where I live. And we knew each other before, and we chatted before and talked and hung out before, but we never got so close.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I never met anybody from Stitched Up Heart prior to this tour, but Heidi told me all about how awesome everybody is, and I knew it's going to be amazing. And it was. It really was.
Yeah. Do you know Joey Dandenu of Theory? He lives in Vegas.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know him personally. Yeah. No.
Oh, you don't just know everybody that lives in Vegas? Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
I know, right? I have to do my homework.
We'll send you a list of contacts.
Okay. Yeah, you should.
That's right.
You should.
Yeah. We'll get you.
You probably know more than me.
Wow. Man, that's awesome. So, and you said this was your first US tour, right?
Correct. Yes.
All right.
And that is for many people jump to conclusions now when I say that. That is only because of where Infected Rain comes from. And unfortunately, being from such a small country, coming from such a poor and small, unknown country, really. Not many people even know about the existence of this country at all.
Sure.
It makes things a little bit more difficult, especially considering that Infected Rain used to be independent for 10 years. And when you are an independent band, even if you are amazing at what you do, an amazing musician, an amazing everything, businessman, I don't know, everything, producer, it's all in one, right?
Yep.
It's still, there are things that are bigger than you. There are things that don't depend on you, like visas, paperwork, permits, shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
So that's the only reason why we didn't make it to United States before.
Yeah.
So well, now you're here.
Yeah. So that's odd. First of all, that's amazing. That's awesome that, you are going around here and doing all your things and doing the tours. And my question. Now you've done Europe quite a bit. You toured the crap out of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So the differences between let's say touring the US and touring Europe, what are the biggest differences?
You know, for some reason, everybody is very curious about it. And I thought I would see a big difference too, but I didn't.
Really?
Just the way I see the touring life in general and people that come to the shows, either they are fans already or they're friends with some fans that brought them to the shows or whatever. Mm-hmm. I see people. I don't see nationalities. I don't see ethnicities. I don't see age. I don't see gender. I don't see that. I see music lovers, and it warms my heart to share, you know, what I do with Infected Rain with whatever crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just so happened that I speak English. So it's awesome to speak actually with the audience. When we tour Europe or any other, continents or countries, sometimes you don't know the language. So, you speak English with them from the stage. Somebody understands you, somebody don't. And here, probably throughout the whole tour is the first tour ever when I know for sure everybody understood me.
Yeah.
You know, although I do my best to like learn at least thank you or what's up or whatever in the local language, but it's not enough. You know that you only connect on emotional level, and here we connected on all levels. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So your first show, you're stepping on the stage of one of the biggest shows you ever played, and you'll have to tell me which one that might be. But once you took that initial step of getting on this stage, that's one of the bigger shows that you've ever played. What was that like, first of all?
Well, it was awesome because it just so happens that I feel like home on stage. I do feel very comfortable for one specific reason. And the reason is maybe in a way is going to sound a little bit selfish, but I find comfort in performing and sharing the lyrics and the music with the audience, it's almost like my therapy. I feel like I need it. I'm almost like a junkie without it.
Yep.
And that's why it's always awesome. It can be a small club type of a show or a very big festival type of a show with thousands of people. I feel the same way. The only time when I feel uncomfortable is if for some reasons there are technical issues. Mm-hmm. That is a little bit bigger than the musicians. And sometimes musicians can't do anything about it. Sound engineers also can't do anything about it. Sometimes it's a local problem that nobody is ready to deal with. So that could be the only reason or the only thing that can put my mind like, you know, somewhere else instead of being there in the moment, in the emotion and in the, I don't know. That's yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get that. That's it's the same, concept that we have for our five listeners on the show. We're just really amazed that they want to listen to. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate what you do for us. Can you, Mom? Can you pay the bill for the electricity? We want to leave that on just a little longer. That'd be fantastic.
Oh, trust me, that's I know that's very funny, but that's, you know, we all been there, and I know this was said as a joke, but everybody started somewhere. Yep. So
yep, absolutely. So I did. Now here's the problem. Somebody allowed me the internet. They allowed me access to the internet. So uh-oh. I looked up some things.
Oh gosh, here we go.
It says, now this is pretty tame compared to maybe what we're gonna get into. But it says that at the age of 14, you decided that metal music was where it's at. Now before that, what was it, like 13 or something? You were into like alternative and things like that. Mm-hmm. What made the switch to metal?
Well, I don't think the information is quite right. I think the actual switch itself to like the heaviest music ever happened sometimes between 15 and 16. And the reason being, I was already working at that age. I know it's very early and illegal, but I did. yes, I was very early in my life. I decided that, you know, I need to work to make a living. I come from a poor family, a poor country. And together with my high school, I was also studying to become a hairdresser. Nice. And at the age of 16, I was already working as a hairdresser. So sometimes between with my first money, I went to a so-called rock shop or whatever music shop. We had small thing in the city. And without really knowing what I'm doing, yeah. I just picked two albums at the time on the cassette. And I didn't know what I'm picking because I didn't really have a lot of friends in the metal scene or metalheads in general. And I just picked them because of the cover of the album, and it was Slipknot, Iowa, and Sepultura Roots.
Wow.
And that was it. I fell in love with these two albums and listened to them until the cassettes didn't play anymore.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was it for me. And then slowly, you know, other people I knew gave me something to listen, and I was like, yeah, this is the shit.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Well, and that's, by the way, I'm actually from Iowa, where Slipknot is from.
Oh, nice.
Not far down the road. Which means absolutely nothing because they don't.
I mean, come on, it's an iconic album, an iconic place.
I do have one story, and it's seemingly true because it was on the internet. And actually, I know a couple people that were involved in it. When Slipknot first got really big, they came back to Iowa and they bought a mansion out in the middle of nowhere, and it was like, I want to say it was like 6 or 7,000 square feet. It was it was big. They bought this place and it was brand new. They bought it just to play paintball, just to go around the house and shoot paintballs at each other. That's
nice.
That's the sole reason why they bought it. And I was like, you know, people are making fun of them because or mad at them because they didn't spend their money wisely. I disagree. I disagree.
If that you was have, very wise, fun. If,
exactly.
Time.
And they would bring their friends over. They'd bring other bands over. I mean, it was just, it was fun. And then when they were done, all they did was just you know, replace some drywall and repaint it and call it a day. Not a big deal. So that's my Slipknot story.
That's a good story. I didn't know about that.
All I did. Yeah, that's all I got.
You know what? I think I knew about that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. You know,
besides the other story that you have from that,
I'm going to write a book. And then I'm going to
sell actually the sixth member. He's the sixth member.
I'm the sixth member of Slipknot. Yeah, I'm the silent partner, if you will. Yeah,
it's because the mask. You would never know.
You would never know. That's
you would
so true.
Never know. Yeah. What do you think about Corey's new mask? You think it's you like it?
Actually, I like it more than the one before, to be honest.
Me too. I do too. Yeah.
I didn't
at
first.
The one before was a little bit, I mean, I understood it, but it was my least favorite out of all of his masks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this new one, definitely better than the one before.
Yeah.
Those eyeballs, man, they're like.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they are. They do look like they're like. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me. What's that movie?
Short Circuit.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of.
It's like.
Which if you haven't seen that one, Lena, you gotta watch that.
I haven't seen it.
We'll send it to you on VHS.
That's right.
Oh, I wish I had a VHS player.
Yeah. Yep. I can send you that too.
Yeah.
That's what, probably $2?
It's about
six if you get the cords with it.
I should you that.
Oh my gosh.
You know that other character too. What's that other? Wally?
Wally
is another. Wally, yeah. I have him tattooed on me actually.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
You take him wherever you go.
Is it kind of one of those things you can show?
Absolutely, yeah. Huh? Let me see.
That is awesome.
That's right here.
Wow.
It's Wally.
I was not his name like they do.
I was thinking more about Nine. Did you guys see the Tim Burton's animated Nine?
Yeah.
It reminded me of that too.
Yeah.
There's another.
Especially when they like got their souls out, they looked all like darker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What about Hellboy? The sand guys. I can't remember what they're called, but have you seen Hellboy?
Yeah, but I don't remember how they're called either.
They have these weird
okay.
I don't know, goggle situations on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Goggles. Anyway, that's Slipknot. Slipknot right there. That has nothing to do.
That's my story about Slipknot, and that's awesome. Your story about Slipknot.
That's right. Yeah. We've got stories about Slipknot. That's what this show is called. Stories about Slipknot.
That's right. And this is the end of the show.
That's it. That's okay. All of it. Yeah. Hey, have you ever played in Nashville, Tennessee?
We played during this tour, yes.
You
oh,
did.
Man. Okay. How did we miss that?
I don't remember. Don't tell me to remember the place. I can't remember all the places.
I think I remember that.
What?
Was it big?
I don't remember, honestly. Maybe. Maybe I will be able to see this. Maybe.
Well, there's a lot. What I was, I've been here for almost 10 years now, and Parker grew up here. He's in like Flint, but it is when I first moved here. I moved here with a rock band that I still have today, but it's.
I won't find it. I'm sorry. I was trying to find.
Right.
I was
okay.
Listening to you.
We'll look it up later. But I'll moved here with a rock band. Yeah, Parker, do that. Into not really knowing anything other than it's at the time it was the country music capital of the world, mm-hmm. Nashville, Tennessee. So I was like, well, this should be interesting. Mm-hmm. But I was very pleasantly surprised at how much diversity in music that there is. The first show I saw was actually a reggae show. I just happened to be at this venue. I think I don't know what I was doing there, but I think I covered a show or something. I was covering something. And there it was a reggae band. And I was like, you know what? Okay. Okay, we can make Nashville work. It'll be all right.
Reggae can be cool.
Yeah. So, and today you can find music. You can find pretty much any style of music that you want to listen to. You can find it in Nashville at this point. So
that's so cool.
It's literally Music City. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's not just country music. Don't let them fool you.
No, that's just Broadway.
Everything.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Don't let nobody tell you different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will fight them.
I like it. So, I noticed that you have dreads.
Did you?
I did. I did notice that. Just thought you should know. You know, if you hadn't figured that out by now, you should be aware of that scenario.
That's a good type of information.
It's good to know. I once too had dreads, And I had them for probably 4 years, two different times, but for 4 years. So
what happened to them?
It was a good time. I had to let them go. I had to let them go. Actually, I just was.
They can get in the way sometimes. They are so long right now that even when I go to sleep, they're always in the way. I like lay on them and be like, ah. Well, so we fight sometimes.
Mine would always get stuck in my armpit. And
there you go.
For some reason, I don't know why it was always the armpit, but it was always the armpit.
Straight up. They would go up.
Straight up in the air. I like it.
Come off. It was like corn stalks. I don't know what was going on.
Dread towers. It's nice. I like it.
Then I saw Jacoby. I was like, hey, I'm going to copy your hair now.
I was like, yes. It's good times. Lena, you said that you wanted to be on this show. So this is all your fault now. At this point,
it's my fault.
This is on you. Yep.
I fight with my dreads for 14 years. So I'm still letting them win for now.
How often do you have to maintain them? Or do you?
Well, you know, like in the beginning, first 2 to 3 years, it was more of a every month type of a tightening the roots type of a thing. Slowly but surely, I learned to love the messiness of the dreads, and then they become longer, heavier, so they look different.
Yeah.
Now I do it pretty much 3 times a year, I want to say. But obviously, I color them, so like I color once a month or once in 2 months. Yeah. So I don't know. It all depends how I feel. If sometimes they get loose more, like contour, for example, they get more loose because of a headbang and, you know, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it depends.
Did you do them naturally?
No, these are teased with like a crochet hook.
Yeah. So I found,
unfortunately, I don't have curly hair, so they won't ever become naturally dreaded.
That was my problem too. They said I had too good of hair when I went in to just have them looked at, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah.
But apparently it is. And they're like, yeah, you just have too good of hair. So to get them to work, cause I did everything. I did dreads a couple times before they actually worked, but I had to do a dread perm, which is,
oh, interesting.
It's like a normal perm times five, I guess. It just totally ruins your hair. And that was the only way that I could
get it to work. That sounds terrible.
It's horrible. Yeah. But I was like, well, I'm getting dreads. So
whatever. Yeah. But you can like lose hair. The dreads falling out of your head.
Well, I was like, whatever. I can go bald. We're good. We're fine. So
that's never going to happen. I'm gonna say it.
But it worked out. It was good.
Nice. Good.
We had a good time with the dreads. But anyway, so there is, you have a lot of music out right now. Well, you have 4 albums out currently, correct? Yeah. You have several singles out. What, 10 or maybe even 11 singles or something like that. You got a lot of,
we have a lot of music videos, maybe around like 15.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a stupid amount. It'll keep you busy for a while. It'll keep you busy for a while.
It definitely.
And then, and you're going to want to rewatch several of those. I know because I did it. So you're definitely going to be busy for a while, but it's good. Is there, you know, any music coming out anytime?
Oh yeah, of course. Actually, it's very interesting time of our career because we are about to release a lot of new stuff. So we just did, we just released a couple of weeks ago, our first single from the upcoming album, which is called Postmortem Part 1. Mm. And there is going to be a part 2 as well on the album. But before the album comes out, which it will happen in January, we will give a lot. So in November, there's going to be another music video and also a big surprise in the end of November. Mm. Also, another thing is going to happen in December, and then in January, the album, and then in February, something else. So basically, what we decided to do is starting with with October, we are giving at least one thing every month to our listeners and music lovers.
Yeah.
And yeah, this is a big deal for us because we've been on the stage for 13 years now.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And so wow. it's a very interesting year for us. So also releasing a fifth album. Wow. That is big for us even. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I remember being a teenager and listening to bands like Korn and other bands that had like five albums at the time only.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah, this is probably like the biggest time of their career. They've right. done so much. And I'm right now I'm like, I have so much more to say. You know, so yeah. it's a lot. We've been around for a while. So thank you, everybody that is watching and all listening this. Thank you for your support. This only can happen because of you.
Yep.
So keep supporting the bands you love, man. Do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that especially now, man. And not just the bands, but the crews. I mean, everybody was totally you know, shut down because of the situation that was happening. And it's good. And I was gonna ask you this too, is when you got to that first show back after the pandemic.
Yeah.
To me, our first show and just kind of watching, you know, other artists' first shows, maybe online or in person or whatever, we're kind of noticing that there's at least in my opinion, it seemed like the energy was 10 times more than what it has been in the past, simply because I think what all of us loved as music lovers, what all of us loved was simply taken away from us. And so, yes. you know, we kind of started reflecting on all of the things. I know I did, at least. I was like, man, I miss festivals. I miss shows. I miss the crappy venues and walking through sticky floors and you know, getting sweat on by other people and the fat dude that thinks he's skinny and all that good stuff. I miss that, man. The whole, you know, the whole bit, the whole thing. I miss that. And
we were really depressed.
Yes.
For a long time.
So
I was too. I totally understand. I was mainly because for the longest time, we didn't know when this will come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what is going to be the new normal?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the most depressing part of this whole story.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, didn't want to interrupt you. Sorry.
No, you're good. No,
I did. I wanted to interrupt him.
Yeah, you're kind of a dick. That's how that works. But that the first show back from that pandemic, I mean, the energy that you were feeling at that point in time, just getting out there, and just first of all, just knowing about that show, was there any when you first actually booked the show? That finally got you back on stage. Was there ever a doubt in your mind? Like it's just going to get canceled. It's just going to get canceled.
Oh yeah. 100%. So we are actually talking about a festival which happened in Ukraine this summer.
Oh, wow.
And this whole summer for the longest time in the beginning of the year was happening. It was happening. And we had, I don't know, almost 20 festivals. Some of them postponed from last year. Some of them were new and so many. And seriously, every single festival couldn't happen, either because the festival itself canceled or because the headliners of the festival couldn't make it. And so the budget for the festival became smaller. Yeah. Or the third was that logistically, we couldn't make it now. Yeah. Because it was too far, because we didn't have the other festivals connecting with, because that's also a strategy that musicians have to think about or booking agencies have to think about on tour, right?
Yep.
So this one festival in Ukraine, which is Файнемісто, it's actually a festival we did play before and we were always very welcomed and it was amazing all the time. And we were very sad and because we were like, hey, there's no way we can make it to the festival because everything else is canceled. It's very far. Mm. And it's just like, we can't make it happen between all the paperwork and the traveling and everything. It's very difficult. Lena lives in Las Vegas. So she will technically need to come for one show. So they... Yep. said, we will bring her. And they did. What? And that's when I knew it will happen. That's when we were like, okay.
Wow.
So I definitely hands down the biggest thing that was ever done for Infected Rain when it comes to like shows or something like that.
Man,
they knew, like, we have a very big following in Ukraine and Russia and in general in all whole Eastern Europe, not only, but there as well, because we border with Ukraine. So we are basically neighbors.
Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, they did that. They did. They brought me on top of everything that we already agreed on. They also brought me to the festival, and yeah, I flew only for that one festival. Wow. Didn't sleep at all.
Oh yeah,
didn't sleep at all. Had to go sound check super early. Oh. Obviously, didn't sleep between the sound check and the show itself. But I couldn't believe it until I was on the airplane. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did happen, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. It was so good.
Wow. Man, that sounds like it'd be super fun. Just that whole process of, and that kind of solidifies the friendship that a lot of the venues and a lot of the festivals have with their artists and just people in general, as they truly want to help. They want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe it mainly happened because we worked with them prior and they did see the reaction of people, and they can read also all the comments and what bands, you know, the people are most excited for and stuff like that. And I'm sure we were not the only band that they did that for.
Sure.
And I'm super thankful, and I will be so thankful for as long as, you know, I can. They made it work. They really did. And I was so nervous. I was almost like that little girl in the closet being like, I don't know what to wear. But it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's stories like that. That's what we're doing. That's why we do this, because it's just, I mean, there's so many things in an artist's life or a band's life even that people don't necessarily get to see or to hear or to know about, whatever. And so that's kind of the point of the show, is just stories. You know, we just want to get those stories out there and just have a good conversation. Yeah. And I think that's I think a lot of people kind of dig that. And if they don't, I don't really care. I like it. Parker likes it.
As long as you guys have fun.
Yeah.
This is most important.
That's right. Yeah. We don't have to wear pants. So
that's awesome. I don't wear pants either right now.
Best really? Part. Best
no
part.
Pants
no pants
party.
Gang. No pants
party.
Love it. Love it. So here's the thing. We've got a game.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Bring it in.
The game is called Would You Rather. It's actually pretty simple. We ask you, would you rather do this or would you rather do this? Now.
And I never can pick both?
Nope.
Oh.
Can't pick both.
Nope. You got to pick.
You know what? You'd be the first one if you did.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, let's see
how it goes.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Now, you can just simply pick, or you can elaborate on why you would pick that way.
Gotcha.
We're looking for clicks.
Get us.
Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. But so I got three questions for you, and we're going to start somewhere right around
four.
Is it four or three?
Three. Okay. Three.
Just three. Just three of them. Did you just crack that open?
It's high noon, boys. Girls.
That's what it's called, high noon. Here's the thing. Okay. Would you rather change the future or change the past?
The future, not the past for sure. Yeah. Don't care about dwelling on something that was done already or happened already.
Yeah.
Dig it.
That was quick.
That was quick.
Yeah.
She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be naked in Antarctica, which is cold, by the way, or wear a snowsuit in the Sahara Desert?
I prefer staying warm. Yeah.
I mean, you're definitely going to be warm.
I'll be very warm, but that's good. That's like natural sauna. That's fine.
That's true.
Well, yeah, because you can. I don't know, man. I've been trying.
I don't like cold. I don't either.
I don't like cold either. There's nothing you can do about it, especially if you're naked. What?
Right. You're helpless at that point.
It's going to be super, super hot, like probably at least 120 degrees.
That's okay. I live in Vegas. I'm fine.
Yeah,
with
that's
it.
Fair.
She's in the desert.
That's fair. Yeah. And for those of you that have not been to Vegas, that's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate. It is super
hot. It actually feels like you're wearing a snowsuit in
the
Sahara Desert. Yeah. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. All right. Last one.
Okay.
Ooh. Would you rather use a stranger's toothbrush or wear their dirty underwear?
Neither.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I can live without underwear, and I would never. I mean, straight. What? Why? Guys, come on.
No, you said you wanted to play, and then you said, can I pick both? And now you don't want to pick any of them.
Yeah, right.
Make up your mind. So would you rather
I'm picking both.
Wow. So you okay? All right. So
that is the worst. That is the worst one to have to pick both on.
I know, right? So
just
brushing your teeth with a stranger's on stranger's toothbrush, wearing their underwear,
their dirty underwear.
Here's the thing: you could have gone with both on. So you could have done the wearing the jumps. The what is it? The snowsuit in the desert.
Yeah,
you could have done that, and then you could have transitioned and done both and got cooled off with the other.
Should
pick both on that one.
Is there any point in any relationship that you've ever had where this scenario would actually work?
So not a stranger at that point.
I guess not. I guess it would have to be, unless it's like a new roommate or something. But
okay, so if it's not a stranger, but it's not like, then I would pick the toothbrush probably. Okay. Underwear is just, I don't know, something so dirty underwear. What? Yeah. How dirty?
Dirty.
A toothbrush, you can see at least. Yes, you know it's been used, but you can see, you can wash. And not underwear, you're like, dirty underwear?
You can see if it's dirty on the underwear.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know which, because you're putting... I don't know.
Humans put worse stuff in their mouth. Come on.
Yeah, you're right.
They do.
I know some pretty dirty people.
Exactly.
Dirty or poop?
Exactly. So then let's stick with that.
So strangers, you're picking both.
No, so I'm picking the toothbrush.
Okay, that was the final answer.
Okay. All right. Yes. Toothbrush.
Toothbrush. Final answer. maybe I think you made a good move on that. That was a good choice.
Maybe the toothpaste will hide some of that. I don't know. It's going to be.
Yeah.
Where can we find you online?
Guys, everywhere. Oh my God. Just ask the friendly Google. Ooh. And seriously, everywhere. We are on social medias. We are infectedrain.com. Also, will lead you to all the stores, all the places to watch videos and
all the merch.
Stuff like that. All the merch. Yeah.
All the merch. Do you for merch? Do you sell any leotards?
What?
Okay,
leotards.
That answers that question. Yeah. So you know what?
I was
wrestlers...
expecting the banana hammock. I didn't know
that. I was going to say that. But if you don't sell leotard, you probably don't sell banana hammocks.
That's true.
So, just saying.
You should get that. Talk to your marketing person. That is a
banana hammocks, man.
That's
interesting.
That reminded me. Bananas. That reminded me of your YouTube channel that I ventured over to here recently and enjoyed thoroughly. So can you just real quick talk about that?
Yes, that's actually very interesting because I was dwelling on having one for so long. For years, even my friends told me and fans insisted on that you have so much to say, you should. But I was always afraid that sooner or later I'll run out of ideas,
right?
Yeah. Which can happen, but also I'm living a pretty interesting and active lifestyle. So I feel like All I have to do is be myself and share it with the world. So I did finally. And I got my YouTube channel a year prior to the pandemic. And I'm very happy I did so because it kept me very busy throughout the lockdown and stuff. Yeah, you can find everything over there. So if you really want to know me better, if you really want to know some behind the scenes about the band and stuff, just, you don't even need to go through the whole history of the videos, but there's a big, big choice over there for videos.
Yeah.
So different. There's cooking, singing, all of touring, them. Everything.
Yeah. Just sit down this weekend and get a start. Get a
all of them.
Yeah. You'll get a start on that.
Hey, and if you do run out of topics to talk about, just call us.
There you go.
Right here.
We'll give you something about
toothbrushes.
Poop or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
As long as there's no dirty underwear involved.
Yeah, real, right? Won't be at first, but maybe after the fact.
But then we are not strangers anymore.
That's so. Right. So it's fine. We'll just share toothbrushes. Not a big deal. Totally.
Speaking of dirty underwear, I've been sitting here way too long now.
Wow. We're closing down, but I don't think we've gone a show. We've had this is 34 shows in, and I don't think we've gone one show without talking about poop. I don't think we've ever gone.
Well, poop is a normal thing to talk about, normal thing to do. So we should talk about it.
We should talk about it.
Yes, it's near and dear to our hearts. We love it. We enjoy it.
It's important. It's important to do it at least once a day, guys. If you don't, it's not okay.
That's
right. You're speaking our language. You know what? Anytime you post on social media now, I'm going to go follow you tonight. Are you on Instagram mainly? Anything you do, poop
just
emojis, you'll know.
I'll know that's you.
You know it's me.
Yeah. How about you put one poop emojis for the one time you poop? So if you did twice or three times a day, you put three. So that's going to be the secret.
So what if you don't leave the toilet all day long?
It's a problem as well.
Probably
too much fun is not okay either.
So for that circumstance, Eric, you put a poop emoji and then a bunch of dots.
That's right.
Yeah.
The infinity sign.
Oh my god. Oh, I don't think it's been a while since I laughed so much during an interview. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, man. That's awesome. Again, we just wanted to hang out. There's no pressure on this show. We enjoy your company. So we appreciate you doing what you do and continuing on and hopefully more success to you as well. So
thank you.
We appreciate
thank you so
it.
Much.
Go check her out. Lena, just thank you so much for doing all of the things. It's
thank
amazing.
You. Thank you,
guys
you for following, supporting, and just wanting to spread the word.
Absolutely.
This is very important for us.
Yeah. Absolutely. We love it. We love all of the stuff. We love toothbrushes and dirty underwear as well. Yeah. So
all of it. Good.
Guys, if you want to know more about what's going on here at Rockcast, rockcastshow.com. That's right. Selfless, shameless plug, because who else is going to do it? If we don't, who else is going to do it? Well, my mom will, but that's not the point. The point is rockcastshow.com has all the information. You can find us where podcasts are heard. You can also view us on the YouTube situation as well. Generally speaking, I think it's all at Rockcast Show. If I'm wrong, I don't care. Doesn't matter. Rockcastshow.com. You just go there. That's the safest bet. But anyway, thanks guys so much for hanging out. I guess we'll see you, whenever that is that we see you again down the road, the way, the area, the
wherever usually, that happens.
Usually we have somebody that says, cut.
Cut.
There it is. Okay. That's how we ended it.
That's it.
All right. See you guys. Have fun. We'll see everybody soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.